Darren, Kerry and Sky. Weekday 6 to 9 a.m.
Welcome back, Wendy.
Hello, Darren. So hopefully we're going to save quite a few listeners from being scammed, whether they're buying or selling online. So getting back to Vanessa, young husband of Richard Spay's, very recent, she fell victim to a scam advertised via Gumtree. The company's name was Morton Poultry, and they sell livestock, chickens, as well as chicken coop. And she spent more than 7,000 rand on some chickens and a coop, which never materialized. I've sent you a picture of the chicken coop in question, Darren. So if you look at that coop, it looks, I mean, it's not something out of old McDonald's farm. It looks quite zooty. I mean, it looks it looks like certainly garden furniture, you know, very appealing and very nice for the chickens as well. But look at the background picture. I mean, does that look like anything in South Africa to you? Because it looks...
Oh, wow, I see it now. That's very Jewish. I'd get one of those.
No, you see, very smart. Look beyond the item that you want to buy and look at the background. That does not look like a South African setting to me.
That's typical Canadian drywalling. That's not what we do here.
Exactly. There are always clues. So things won't tie up. And so I want to take you straight onto WhatsApp. And there's just an urgency, whether they're buying or selling. It's like, do it now and do it, you know. You feel a little bit rushed. They want to rush you so that you don't apply your common sense and you don't want to spend time checking them out. Yeah, so you've got this FOMO thing going that they're cultivating.
Yeah.
And the most important part, there are lots of clues, but the photograph is a big one for me. And ask for more photos. If they can't provide you any that look anything close to local. Always ask for more photos. Why not? They're selling the product. They can go out and take pictures, like right then and there. So the other thing is about payment methods that's really working in the fraudster's favor at the moment, Darren, is cash is discouraged as a means of payment because of the risks. You know, it's touchy-feely. You don't know what's on there. Even Takealot has stopped their cash on delivery payment method for that reason.
Oh,
so,
okay.
You know, you could say, well, I'm only taking cash for this because you don't trust the buyer, say. And they can say, oh, no, you know, it's not safe anymore, you know, and make it out they want to protect you. Oh, no, I don't have cash. I haven't been dealing in cash and I don't want you to accept cash. That is not helpful. So there are several escrow platforms. So they create security for the buyer and the seller at very little cost. The seller creates a virtual sales tag for the item on sale with the item description and price. And when that's done, they get a unique tag reference code and a direct URL link to that tag. Only the buyer will be given this information to make payment, and then they must then go onto the site and do so using their debit or credit card or direct EFT. But the point is, once they've paid, or say they've paid, they're given a secret PIN, which they will later give to the seller in order for the seller to release the money into the account. So you can see there's protection for both because there's this middleman platform that's making sure that it's happening. Once the payment is made, the seller gets notified that the payment has been made, but they don't get it yet. Only when the transaction is concluded and the goods change hand, and the buyer gives the seller the secret PIN, which will then go onto the platform and put in, is the money released. And there are others, and not the only one. Standard Bank has its one, which I see it's been punting. And there's also PayShow. And I will put links to all of those on the blog so that our listeners can go on and figure out which one they're most comfortable with. But as I say, whether you're a buyer or a seller, do suggest that, and punt it as being security for both sides. If the fraudster, whether they be a buyer or a seller, immediately put up a wall and say, oh, no, that's going to work. Then rather lose the sale because there's a very high probability then that it's not for real and you save yourself a whole lot of drama and money.
All right. So, yes, everyone's buying and selling right now, and not all of your reputable sites have got all the things that you need because there's a high demand for all of the things, especially, you know, to stay at home, and you're going to be floating off to other platforms. Know that Wendy Nola has got your consumer issues on this covered. All the details on what to look out for are on our website. Go to ecr.co.za and look for Consumer Watch. And if you want to get a hold of Wendy for anything, as you can see, she'll cover anything from chicken coops to laptops. You can contact her on her Facebook, and there's a mail option there. It's Wendy Nola Consumer. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you, Darren. Chat soon.
KZN's number one way to wake up. Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.